Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Come on, guys, let's get it going. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Live from the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome, 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 those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's topic, you could just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I have no problems with putting you live on the show. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. 844. And again, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, yesterday should have been Contest Wednesday, but I had some things going on, wasn't able to do a show yesterday, wasn't able to do a show a day before that. But here I am today, ready to get going, and here's our new word of the day for today. And again, you guys, when you listen to the show, on a daily basis, you should write down these words for that day. And then on next Wednesday at 6:10 p.m., I will ask you guys for a word of the day from a certain day. And if you have that word of the day, if you've written it down, if you listen to the show and written it down, then you can call in and say, Frank, I got the word for Thursday. It was pension, okay, which is today's word of the day. It was pension. And if you call in before the end of the show or by the end of the show, before the end of the show, then and give me the correct answer, then you'll win a Frank Williams Show T-shirt and armband. All right? And that's what we're doing. Now, again, today's word of the day is penchant, P-E-N-C-H-A-N-T. And penchant is a noun, and it means a strong and continued inclination or liking someone. The irony, this is an example, the irony is that acting young kept me out of trouble, giving me a sense of focus and purpose. I had a penchant for adventure, right? So that's your word of the day. Now, let's look at the weather. It's a beautiful day outside right now. It's 78 degrees in the ATL. The high today was 79. We're 78 right now, and we're going to start going down, right? The low tonight, 59. High tomorrow, Friday, sunshine and 83. Saturday, sunshine, 86. Sunday, sunshine, 88. Monday, rain, 86. Tuesday, thunderstorms, 87. Wednesday, thunderstorms, 88. Thursday, thunderstorms. I mean, we're looking at possible thunderstorms every day next week, right? So remember that, guys, and work from there. Again, right now it's 78 degrees right here in the beautiful ATL. All right? So, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome. Now, today's show is entitled, well, let me say this before I get into the show. Today, I don't know if you guys watched it. I didn't watch it. I was at work, but James Comey, I think that's his name. I know his last name is Comey. I'm not sure if his first name is James, but I'm going to say James Comey, the director of the former director of the FBI, testified in front of Congress today. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what was said. Again, I didn't watch it, but I was told by someone that he really spilled the beans on Donald Trump. Now we'll see what happens from here, but that's what was said. I don't know, you know, what the questions were, what his answers were, or anything, but I'm sure they'll be playing it back maybe sometime this evening or tomorrow, so you guys may be able to grab a hold of it, but I need to grab a hold of it myself, right? I need to grab a hold of it myself. And I will. I'll check it out, and I'll maybe possibly report back to you guys on tomorrow, okay? And again, congratulations to the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers again on last night. So that's 3-0. And the Warriors are undefeated throughout the playoffs so far. They've won 15 games. It takes 16 playoff games, game wins, to get a ring. So it looks like they're going to play tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So, and I believe that, you know, that's going to be the end of the season tomorrow. I think tomorrow is going to be the last game of the NBA season. I just think Golden State's gonna wear them down again and come back and or come back tomorrow and beat Cleveland again. I mean, how can you come out of your locker room, right? Come out of your locker room and you see all this champagne on ice right outside your locker room. I think it's Bill O'Brien trophy or whatever it is in the NBA. You see that trophy and you see the most valuable player trophy right there. So how can you not go out and give it your all right there? See, that's what I think. I think the Warriors are going to come out tomorrow blazing. And I tell you, if they get any kind of sizable lead, Cleveland's going to start hanging their heads. They're going to start believing that it's the end. Okay? I think Cleveland gave them their best shot last night. I think that was Cleveland's best shot last night. And they, you know, they could have easily won the game, but they didn't, right? They could have easily won the game, but they didn't. And that's what happened. If you're a Cleveland fan, I'm sorry, but history is against you. No one has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit. No one has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in the finals. No one has ever gone undefeated throughout the playoffs a straight 16 games. So there's a lot of history that's happening on tomorrow. So you guys get ready for that. Check it out. And, hey, root for Golden State. I think they want it more than Cleveland does. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in, and we can talk, right? We can talk. So today's episode is entitled, Did You Get Her Consent? You say, what's consent, Frank? And then, what is consensual sex? Now, as we discuss, we're going to discuss the meaning of consensual sex. And then, I guess, maybe ways to get consent. And what is consent, what's not consent. And, you know, someone could be in deep, deep, deep trouble if they don't get consent. Okay? Someone can be in deep trouble. So, let's see. Let's do this. I'm going to say, what is consensual sex? Okay. Consensual sexual activity happens when each partner, and I'm reading this off of a website, it's actually a Black Hills State University. They're in South Dakota. But anyway, it's the Human Resources Department at the college, at the university, and they give their meaning of consensual sex, which is actually a good, is good because some of you guys who listen to the show are college material, soon to be college material, or are in college right now doing your thing. Okay. But this is what is called consensual sex. Consensual sexual activity happens when each partner willingly chooses to participate. Open communication about expectations and desires is a critical factor in obtaining consent. Did you guys hear that? Open communication about expectations and desires is a critical factor in obtaining consent. Okay? Now, consent is verbal and clear. Your sexual partner must be given every opportunity to communicate his or her wishes. If they say no, if she say no, if he says no, and you know, believe this, consensual is not just some you know, your girlfriend or your girl you just met at the bar or whatever. It's not just women, it's men as well. And I know you guys freaking out on that, but it is men as well. Consensual sex. All right. And this article says, you know, what consent is. Consent is verbal and clear. Your sexual partner must be given every opportunity to communicate his or her wishes. No means no. And when in doubt, ask first. Ask. Just ask. Just come out and ask. Ask her. Ask him. You know? Do you want to? Are we going to? Let's get together. Let's do this. And the next bullet says sober and unimpaired. Consent can only be given by a person who has control of his or her mental capacities, is not drunk or high, and is legally in position to give consent. All right? Let me read that again, because consent can only be given by a person who has control of his or her mental capacities, is not drunk or high, and is legally in position to give consent. Okay? If young lady or young man came up to you and you guys were at a nightclub or whatever, and they stumbled up to you, "Hey, baby, what's up? You look so good to me. I was sitting over there and at the table having me a little drink, and I saw you come in with your friend. He drunk, right? I saw you come in with your friend, and baby, I want to just come over here and say you look so fine. You look so good. You look so good." But okay, he's drunk, and let's say he's a good looking guy, and she's saying, "Man, this is a good looking dude. He drunk, you know." And then the next thing you know, they're headed to her place or his place or whatever. He's drunk, and they get in bed together, have sex, whatever, and she goes home. Now, the next day, she gets a knock at her door, or maybe someone's looking for her because he reported sexual assault. Isn't sexual assault is not just on women? It's on men as well. So if they're drunk or high, hey, don't take advantage of a woman or a man just because they had too much to drink. And they can't control themselves as far as, like you said, the mental capacities. They don't have the mental capacity to say no or to say yes. Okay? Because if he or she is drunk and they say yes, that's not consent. Again, it clearly says consent is sober and unimpaired. Consent can only be given by a person who has control of his or her mental capacities, is not drunk or high. Okay? And that's what that means. The young lady's drunk or high, whatever on whatever, and you've got her at your place, and you're taking her clothes off or whatever, and you ask her, can we do this? Can we sleep together? Can we have sex? Whatever you say. If she says yes and she's drunk, that's not sober. That's impaired. That's not unimpaired. That's impaired. Okay? So that's not a consent for sex. If she's drunk and she says yes, that's not a consent for sex. Okay, the next bullet says consistent and prompt. Okay, even if someone has given consent to be sexually involved with another, that person has the right to withdraw consent at any time. And at any time means that, guys, if you're with a young lady, and let's say y'all just got in bed, y'all, you know, no clothes on, and y'all start the act, okay? And then once she or he feels the act happening, then they want to stop. That's saying no. And fellas or ladies, if you don't stop at that time, that's taking it. And that's not consent. Well, Judge, you know, I was already in there, man. And then she wanna stop. Well, that's right. That means that person has the right to withdraw consent at any time. She can tell you to stop right there, and you just got started. And I know some guys, you know, you don't want to stop right there. You want to continue on. Well, she doesn't want to stop right there. She wants to continue on. So you saying no, you saying stop. You can say stop at any time. At any time. Okay, and the last bullet says, unforced consent is unforced and non-threatened. That means that use of force, intimidation, or coercion is denial of a person's right to freely give his or her consent. Share the power and control of the situation by communicating openly about your expectations and desires in the moment. What's in the moment? In the moment is, you guys may be kissing, you know, she may be funneling you, you may be funneling her, whatever, whatever. But, you know, in between those kisses or whatever, those passionate kisses, you have to say, do you want to do this? He has to say, do you want to do this? She has to say, do you want to do this? And if they're not drunk or high, they respond and say, yes, let's do this. That's consent. Now, okay, you're all happy and, you know, things are getting ready to happen or whatever. And again, y'all start to get into the act and she or he says, hold it. I don't think I want to do this. That's not giving consent. Remember, they can withdraw at any time. Guys, y'all have to grab a hold of this. You know, because I was watching a funny show. There's a funny show that just started on TV. It's called The Carmichael Show. And I don't know where it came from or whatever, but it's called The Carmichael Show. And it's a black family. And one of my favorite actors, David Allen Greer, he's the father on the show. And man, it is funny. It's a funny show. And I think you guys should support it and watch it, because I watched it from top to bottom, from beginning to end with an episode, and it was funny from beginning to end. And it was really about, the episode that I saw was about consent, consensual sex. And, you know, and the son of the family, he was saying that, you know, because his, you know, sister-in-law or whatever was explaining what consensual sex is, he was thinking to himself, man, I had sex with a girl last night, and I may not have gotten consent. You know, it's funny, but you know, you got to have consent, guys. Because if you don't have consent, then you could be in a world of trouble. And so sex without consent is sexual assault. And that is a very, very, very serious criminal charge. Sexual assault is. And guys, I never want any of you, man or woman, to ever get caught up in something like this where you didn't get consent. And then afterwards, she said that she was raped. Or he said that he was raped. Rape can happen to men, you know. So you have to get... you have to get consent, guys. You must get consent. Consensual sex is the best, right? Non-consensual sex will get your ass thrown in jail. So do the right thing. Okay? Be that person who gets consent, does the right thing, and does it right. Hey, that's all the time I have for the show today. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Take care of yourselves, and And remember, to get consent, get consent. Whatever, you know, whatever you do, get consent to have sex with another person. Hey, and you know, you guys and women out there who are not straight, you guys need consent as well. And you know, because you deserve to you deserve to, what am I trying to say? You deserve to be right. You deserve to do things right. You deserve to be, you know, loved right. It may not be loved. This may be, you know, some people, you know, jump in bed together on the first date. But, you know, you deserve to, you know, for things to happen in the right way, not the wrong way, and go through weeks and months, even years of emotional distress because someone didn't get consent from you and committed sexual assault on you. Hey guys, take care of yourselves. This is Frank. I'm over. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you. Come on.
You're just as sweet as peaches and cream. You must have slipped right out of my dream. 'Cause you and I were meant to be. One over five, you know.